Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by two people. I have Amy Short, the Public Health Program and Immunization Coordinator, and Rhonda Schofstahl, the Public Health Nurse and Health Navigator, both working for Dallas County Public Health. So Amy and Rhonda, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Amy, we'll start with you. Our overall topic today is vaccinations and why they're important. So, first of all, just give us an overview of why vaccines are important for the population.
As you can kind of tell with the measles outbreak, being vaccinated stops outbreaks like that, and the success of vaccinations really relies on everyone being vaccinated. So if you're protected and your neighbor's protected and their neighbor's protected, then you're not going to spread or have an outbreak or an epidemic. And also getting that information, you know, from a reliable source and knowing what vaccination you're getting is very important.
All right. Now, you mentioned kind of having everyone involved in your life vaccinated. That kind of goes into what is known as herd immunity. What can you tell me just about what that is and why it's important for everyone?
So herd immunity is basically you're vaccinated and your neighbor's vaccinated. And then from your neighbor's standpoint, they're vaccinated and their neighbor's vaccinated. So when there's herd immunity, then it protects up to 95% against an epidemic happening.
All right. And that protects the people who can't get immunization. So what types of people is that herd immunity protecting?
Mostly children that aren't able to receive vaccinations, the littlest ones, or people that are immunocompromised and aren't able to receive those vaccinations, or some of the vaccinations that are actually live viruses. There are certain groups of people that can't receive those as well.
All right. At what age do children start getting vaccinations so they no longer become vulnerable to some of these diseases that are making a comeback?
Infants get their first hepatitis B vaccination at birth. They typically like to give it within 12 hours. And then the first round of shots usually comes about 2 months.
So that first couple months is pretty critical to have protection against things like measles and whooping cough and that sort of thing, right?
Correct. And you actually don't get your first MMR that protects against measles until you're a year old. So, I mean, that's a whole year to try and avoid something like that.
All right. Now, Rhonda, let's talk about measles in particular, because that's on a lot of people's minds right now. California is just inundated with measles outbreaks. And we had our first two measles cases in Iowa since, I believe, 2011. So what can you tell me just about what measles is and why it's dangerous?
Yes, measles is highly contagious and it's dangerous because, you know, it can cause pneumonia, swelling of the brain, and even some death. Right now, there are still just the two reported cases in Northeast Iowa. The original case had traveled to Israel and the second case was a contact of the first case. So otherwise, right now, there's no other cases in Iowa. As Amy talked a minute ago, the CDC recommends the first dose of measles vaccine given around 12 through 15 months. And the second dose at 4 through 6 years of age. It's usually combined with the measles and mumps rubella vaccine. Most adults born before 1957 likely had measles as children are less likely to be able to catch the measles. However, being vaccinated isn't a sure way. Adults unsure of their vaccination status should contact their healthcare provider so they can tell them whether or not they do have any immunity.
All right. Now, you mentioned that measles is a very aggressively contagious virus. And from what I know about it, it's particularly dangerous because you're most contagious when you're not showing symptoms. Is that correct?
That's correct. Although the symptoms of measles are cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, you have nasal congestion, and usually a temperature higher than 101. You have a flat red rash all over your body, and then there's cough-like spots, which are small spots with white or bluish-white centers on the insides of your cheeks. The one thing that we recommend if you're showing any types of symptoms like that is to contact your healthcare provider by phone. Do not go into the clinic. Do not walk into an emergency room. This is the easiest way to transmit the measles. It hangs in the air for at least 2 hours, even after the person leaves.
All right, that's very important information there. So I didn't know a lot about that. So that's very good info for people to have. So Amy, returning to you, one of the reasons why measles in particular is making a comeback right now is because people have been going unvaccinated and having their children go unvaccinated. there's a lot of information, a lot of it's false out there regarding vaccination. So I'd like you to just talk about the facts and dispel some of the myths regarding vaccinations.
Absolutely. So obviously the biggest myth is that vaccines cause autism, which is not true. So really, everybody has a choice to vaccinate or not. Obviously, we want them to vaccinate. But the biggest thing is making sure when you're doing your research on your vaccines that you're getting the information from a reliable source. You're getting detailed, accurate information based on scientific evidence, not based on what your friend of a friend said.
All right. Yeah. The autism myth has permeated society. So what are some good resources that people can look into if they would like to learn more about vaccinations?
One of the best ones, it was obviously the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. The Immunization Action Coalition, which is immunize.org, is a great one. For children, you know, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and then also the state health department, or you can contact your local health department. Even if you have more questions, definitely ask your own physician as well.
All right. Well, Amy Short and Rhonda Schofstall, anything else that either of you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I just like to say, you know, if you do come down with these symptoms, please do not go into your doctor's office or walk into an emergency room. Contact the clinic or the hospital, and they will have you probably come in like a side door or something so they can check on you. And that way, we're not exposing everyone else.
And always, if you have any other questions, you can always reach out to us here at the Dallas County Public Health Department.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me and for all the information. I hope people take it to heart and learn from it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Amy Short and Rhonda Schofstall. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sawinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.